Good evening. I'd like to call to order the April 3rd, 2008 Recreation and Parks Commission meeting. And, oh yes, Pledge of Allegiance, if you would please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
We'll continue with the roll call. Commissioner Munoz?
Present.
Commissioner Vaughn?
Present.
Chair Solu?
Present.
Commissioner Hale?
Here.
And Commissioner Mahan?
I'm here.
And two commissioners that are excused absence this evening, Jeff Hensley and Betty Wanger.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to open it up to public comment, but seeing no members of the audience present, I'll just go ahead and close that. If that's okay with everyone. Okay. And seeing that there's no members of the public, I don't think there's going to be any actions in regard or questions relating to public comment. So we'll move on to the approval of the minutes for the March 6, 2008 meeting. Are there any questions or comments on the minutes from the March meeting?
No, I have none, but if no other commissioners have comments, then I would make a motion to accept the minutes for file.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. And now we'll move on to announcements. And I'll look down. Any announcements from the commission? I have one announcement. Actually, I have two announcements. The first would be, oops, I don't see my fellow helpers. I wanted to show the posters. I'll go show the posters. Can I talk over there?
Sure.
Okay.
They got it.
They got it? Okay. Talk over there. Sorry.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. The first would be, I'd like to say that on the this weekend, this Sunday, we are having our second annual Del Mar Art Auction out at Del Mar School, and there are many good things to look at, many artists to meet, including 19 wonderful classroom projects made by the kids. And some of them are just fantastic. They include a concrete table. We have a vacation home in Hawaii and a Tahoe package and ski tickets, some great Dodger tickets right behind home plate. Which I believe our former Commissioner Stanhouse bought last year. So I hope he shows up again. And lots of other wonderful things for people to buy. Also, a barbecue and a cow plop that goes along with it. And if you don't know what a cow plop is, it's a big grid of squares, 500 squares. And each square was sold for $10, and you put a cow in this big fenced area, and he does his business, and the numbers that he does his business on can win up to $1,000. Okay, so the second thing I'd like to announce would be the second art auction that I'm involved with, and that would be the one that is held by the Morro Bay Community Foundation, which funds the scholarships for recreation and parks for people who cannot afford to do programs but are able then to get a scholarship and do karate or yoga or kids soccer. And so that is held the following weekend, April 14th, and there's...
Can we give you help?
There's the picture. Yeah, give me the hand on the date
hand,
there.
The dates for the Community Foundation silent auction, art auction and silent auction are April the 17th,
yeah.
18th, and April the 19th.
Okay.
So the Chamber of Commerce Mixer is going to be held on Thursday the 17th, and then we have the art show and silent auction on both on Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
And admission is free.
Yes, and we would love a huge crowd, so I would love to see everybody out there. The money goes for a wonderful cause, just like the money at Del Mar. I mean, both of those fund children's activities, and when you give to a child, you get back tenfold just from the smile. So definitely show up to either or both of those events, and I'll be happy to see you at both. So there you have it. Okay, any other announcements?
I have two more announcements.
Okay.
One involves going to be a showing at Pacheco, the school in San Luis. It's a movie called Two Angry Moms, and it's about two women who were able to change what was being served to our kids in the cafeteria to make sure that they were served more healthy food. And so the movie is it's gives you tips on how all districts are able to make those changes and how to go about making those changes. The admission to the movie is free. So if anyone wants to come and see this movie and be inspired to make changes in our schools, it is showing on April 14th at 6:30 p.m. At Pacheco in San Luis Obispo. So that was one announcement. And the other one, I think there's the Kite Festival on this weekend.
No. Not this weekend.
Next weekend.
No.
Okay. Where's the Kite Festival?
The Kite Festival is on April the 26th.
Thank you.
It's going to be in the morning at about, I think the parade starts at either 9 or 10. Check with the Chamber of Commerce. But on the 26th, it's going to start with the parade down the boulevard.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of kites flying. And then after the parade, the Kite Festival kicks off late morning down at the Rock parking lot. And a lot of people showed up last year. It should be
a huge success last year. Really very impressive.
Yeah. So we're hoping for a good turnout for the Chamber on that program as well.
For those of you who don't know, the Kite Festival last year gave a kite to every kid at Del Mar. That was 490 students last year. This year they're expanding that out to 4th grade, and it's really fun to see. So there you go.
I've got one more announcement to add to the list. This is more of a not such a fun thing, but just more of an informational announcement. Monday, April the 21st through Friday, April 25th, Del Mar parking lot off of the Ironwood and the pathways will be closed for maintenance. It's not in any staff report that we have for you tonight, so I thought I'd make the announcement. So that's April the 21st through the 25th. Del Mar parking lot off of Ironwood and the pathways will be doing some asphalt maintenance. On Monday the 28th, the parking lot off of Island Street and the path through the park to Del Mar School will be closed. So if you have children out there that are going to school and they're going cutting through Del Mar Park, realize that Island Street off of and the pathway through the park will be closed on the 28th of April. Closures will be in effect 9 a.m. until dusk. Thank you.
That went out in the Del Mar Bulletin today, too, just so you know.
Terrific. Good timing.
Yep. Okay. With that, I think we'll move on to new business, unless there's any actions in regard to any.
It was brought before you several years ago. It's a matter of taking issues from the commission and following up through the chain of command up to the city council. So what we're recommending is that you have a discussion and have a commissioner available to attend city council meetings when you have an agenda item brought forward. And one that came up recently was our decision on the concept plan out at Coleman and Embarcadero. And that project is going to be recommended through a staff report. Staff will present that to city council. But when it comes from the commission and you have a person, either the chair or the vice chair or any other rep that you've designated, going to city council and following that recommendation, you can speak either at the 3-minute mark at the beginning of the meeting, which is public comment. If it's a public hearing, you can certainly add to that three, and I think up to like maybe 5 minutes during a public hearing. Sometimes during the course of the conversation at City Council, if we have a representative in the audience, they would bring you up and ask you questions if they felt that was necessary. So we've done this in the past. It's sort of waned through time, but I think that in light of the things that we're bringing forward now, you know, obviously having a recommendation that the California Outdoor Bill of Rights, Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, wasn't super necessary, but something like this next project is going to be very important, and the subsequent meetings afterwards is going to be, hey, we're going to keep following up and we're going to have momentum. But if we just send it up and just kind of let people take it over, it can get, you know, the concepts can change, and without further input, you kind of lose that. So we're recommending that you take some time to think about how you might want to implement this. If you want to set up a protocol that says, hey, we want to set up and we're going to send a designated person each time and vote on that person. If you want to say, we want to send the chair each time, and when the chair's not available, the vice chair automatically goes in, or however you want to discuss it. So I'd leave it to the commission to discuss and make some motion regarding the staff report.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I know that Norma wasn't here when we originally discussed this. I think it was, but I think somebody who can kind of take that on. And city council meetings are Monday nights, so there would need to be availability on, I think, Monday nights.
City council meets on the second and fourth Monday.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. And that's and they open up just like we open up. And then when they get through a little bit of their announcement, they get into the public comment. And that's most basically where you'll be presenting your 3 minutes worth.
Okay, so I guess let's have some discussion on that if you want to. Anyone?
Do we want to leave it as suggested by Joe, that chair and then vice chair, or do we have a volunteer, first of all?
Well, I'm fine with that. If I can't make it, then I would be fine on, you know, having somebody else go. But oftentimes I'm there anyhow for maybe that reason or some other reason. But that's...
Maybe I can jump in and give you a little bit of direction. I think if you're going to make a recommendation and staff's going to bring that to City Council, I think you should all agree that you should send somebody from your commission with that staff, like the senior agreement. And maybe you would want to send the chair and your senior representative.
Right.
Or there's something involved, and maybe another commissioner has a passion about the topic, has been closely involved in that topic, whatever it might be, and they feel they really want to go and say something. That could be agreed upon when you recommend to go to council with your idea or the concept, then say, and we also would want to send Commissioner so-and-so to go. And if there isn't anyone volunteering or very close to the topic, then it would default back to the chair.
So the idea would be that every, let's say at some phase of our monthly meeting here, we know what we have on our agenda, obviously, and then we would basically, you know, farm out the next, basically the next two meetings and say, okay, for this meeting, we probably, you know, we might be interested to cover this and this, because there's two meetings that the City Council has, right? So we'd identify who's going to be, who's first person on point, and then, right. And then, you know, what we plan to talk about. And
correct.
Then if obviously somebody has a conflict, then that's the question of who do you call? You have to call the next person down the line. Is that?
Yeah, and if I see what you're saying, it can get kind of complicated. If you say you have a Central Coast Women for Fisheries Monument concept approval for Target Rock, so that's something that you approved and sent to City Council. We'd like to see you designate somebody, preferably at tonight's meeting, not necessarily during the staff report, but certainly tonight's meeting, say we want to make sure that we send the chair with that item, which is on the 14th of May, no, April, to help and to make a public comment and say we discussed this at the commission and we feel strongly about this, and we want to make sure that your recommendation is heard at City Council. So that's right off the bat what's going on.
Okay, so first of all, let's discuss this and decide whether we want to send a representative to City Council.
Sure, well, there, it's necessary.
I think that it's good follow-through. It shows good conviction on our part. That's the way I feel. Is there anybody who doesn't feel like that? Okay, then shall I take a motion on that, and we'll do steps here? Do you need a motion on that, first of all?
Yeah, you could probably broaden that motion.
Just
probably
to say, just to include everything in it. Got it.
Protocol.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I think we're all pretty much in agreement that we should send somebody. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then
can we
just understand this and paraphrase? Will we accept the idea that we should send somebody? We're feeling that it should be the chairperson. In my absence, it should default to the vice chair. Is that correct? And if the issue concerns a sub-portion or a subcommittee, i.e. the seniors, our senior representative should go, or, for example, the bicycles, perhaps Jeff should go, as well as
The chair
or the vice chair, provided
yes.
The first one is not available. Is that what we're all talking about here?
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I would entertain a motion. Since I can't make one.
So the motion.
Okay.
Sorry. So the motion would be to commission would recommend sending a representative to the City Council meetings on topics that we would feel are necessary to have representation there. Okay, and then this, I guess, what part two to that recommendation would be to any other representative that we may feel necessary to whatever we're presenting to the council.
Just one clarifying question. Are we looking to participate in every City Council meeting, even if perhaps one week we don't necessarily have anything specific to contribute?
I think it sounds like it was only when and if we made
I would think only
a recommendation.
If necessary for us to
on
have representation on something we recommend.
Right.
Also. I would agree with that as far as your discussion. If you're saying go to each one, I think that for representing the commission, you don't. I don't think you, that's the case. That's what we're talking about.
Good point.
So we need a second on
that. I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I see none. Passing 5-0.
I push the button.
Okay, and now we have the A2 review of the Dixon review of Dixon's annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser event, and for that I'll turn it back over to Joe.
Yeah, and thank you, Chair Solu and Commission. We're fortunate enough to have our supervisor for sports, Karen Sweeney, here to represent and present A2.
Participates as well as the Commission, Senior Citizens Incorporated, and the Recreation and Parks Department. This year, we served over 450 dinners, and were able to deposit $3,268 and change into the Youth Scholarship Fund as a result. There was one little mistake on the cost analysis that Norma brought to my attention that we've corrected, and so that's why the amount is a little different than what is on the cost analysis. Also want to take a time real quickly to thank Thelma Collins for organizing all the senior volunteers and Girl Scout Troop 40620 for setting and decorating the tables and baking cookies the night before. They did a good job. And also I've included in the staff report a list of everyone, all their generous community sponsors that provided us with raffle prizes and door prizes. I also included recommendation. We do use different types of tickets for different types of meals, and we will look at continuing to do that, as well as preparing part of the spaghetti ahead of time so there isn't lag time during the evening. We were pretty busy from the beginning of the evening all the way till the end of the night throughout the dinner.
75 are the Meals on Wheels containers, and borrowed their machine in. I got very protective of the machine because that thing is not cheap that you seal those with. And I worked the first 2 hours. Mariana got the second 2 hours, and I knew she knew how to do it, so I wasn't worried. And Tracy said it was put back in exactly the great order, no problem. And the people liked them. I thought there would be some, you know, feedback that, you know, you're not getting as much spaghetti as you would have if you had the styrofoam cartons. But the wells are that deep in those containers. So I thought it was pretty good, and it didn't cost you anything.
One other, question. It looks like it was a successful event.
Yes, it was.
Raised, you know, more than. Let me do the math here.
Yeah.
A third.
Yes.
Somewhere around 33% or 30% increase over last year. Somewhere in there. What do you think attributes?
The last 2 years there was a competing fundraising event over
That's
in Los
right.
Osos.
That's right.
So that is why our numbers were down the last 2 years, and so this year there was no competing event going on. So. A thank you letter to all the sponsors and everyone that volunteered was in the Bay News this week as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. That was a nice write-up. Are we depleting that scholarship fund each year at this point, or is it rolling over? I'm just trying to recall. And maybe that shouldn't be a question for here, but...
Well, we don't deplete it 100%. I think we've given away about $9,000 so far. But we haven't depleted it, and the balance I don't have for
you. So
yet.
You just keep building on the balance? And,
yes.
Okay.
And I also believe there's an endowment also there that helps fund that a little bit as well.
Good stuff.
Any other questions or comments?
I would just like to say that it's good to see that we had such a good year over the past years, and also just take this time on part of the... for the commission also to thank all the sponsors for the food and the donations for the raffle and door prizes. There's a lot of good stuff there. Now on page, I guess it would be 3, there's some recommendations there. Now do we need to make a motion to accept that, like 5? Are we going to keep the same price schedule as we had this year? Can we put like recommendation 5 just to keep the same price schedule?
We can make that recommendation. That decision is made by the community foundation as to whether we raise the fees.
Okay.
But I'll remember that for next year. Now that I'm on the foundation. Okay. Okay. So I do need a motion to accept that report for file.
Motion to accept. Report A2 for file.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, we'll move on to B, unfinished business. The B1 is California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, continued discussion.
That's me.
That's you.
Yes, Chair Solu. Good evening, and Commission. B1's brought back to you after it's gone on several different venues. It came earlier this year. Actually, it stemmed from the Slow Capra organization that took it on and said that we wanted to basically broadcast and support this program throughout the Capra resolution. So it's brought back to you for further discussion as far as implementing some strategies and what we want to do and how we would want to identify the program locally and how we would get involved and how much we would get involved. And I would bring to your attention Sunday's Tribune. On the front page above the fold, quite a nice article on the California Outdoor Bill of Rights for Children. And it also has on A10 was a full page, a small mention, you know, a full page to cut out and put on your refrigerator, which I thought was really a great idea, and it's something that Slow Capra has certainly been pushing because the folks mentioned here are administrators throughout the county. So in light of that and saying that, yes, we have momentum, and I think that our strategy is as far as getting the word out and being simultaneous and being timely throughout the county has worked. So your discussion this evening on how to implement some strategies is right on target. A couple of things I would open up with. I didn't give you a lot of options and saying you should do this, you should do that. In my staff report, I just said we want to discuss some strategies on implementing. And some of the strategies I would open up, Bill of Rights. Okay. So if we were to, say, splash or learn to swim or splash in water, actually, this number 6 is a picture of our junior lifeguard program. Mm-hmm. So we would advertise for a junior lifeguard program. We would put down, California Outdoor Bill of Rights, and that logo would go there. Everything on here can be fulfilled at one of our programs at Kids Club or Kids Camp through the summer. I went through with that staff, and the staff at Kids Club said, hey, you can do everything but sleep under stars. So I'll open up in a minute.
Do you ever work with a museum on these and some of them and the other groups that like SWAP? Because SWAP walks through the Elfin Forest and takes kids through now. Because I do that. And we take first graders on up through the 8th grade. And we don't charge anything. And the museum would do, if you talk to Robichaud, I'm sure that he would be more than happy to work with hikes between you guys and their docents and bring them, they do walks for kids.
Thank you.
I think that, and the other one was, if you're going to sleep under the stars at night, go, why not? Yeah.
Okay.
And they do kids too. That's what they, from first grade up.
See, that's, and you're right on the money with this. We want to identify the programs that we have already in place, right? We're not going out and creating 10 new programs to fulfill the Bill of Rights. We're saying, hey, a lot of programs we have exist right now. And we want to identify each one that we have as the Recreation Parks Department. And if we don't, we'll give a resource. So Camping Under the Stars, maybe we don't provide a camp under the stars, but in this county, there is an opportunity for a child to get to camp and sleep under the stars before they hit high school. And so a lot of it, our quest here is just information dissemination, saying, you know what, here's the programs we have in place, here are the agencies, here are the numbers, here's the contact, here's how you get a hold of them, and here's how you get your kids involved. Our program's unique because we can help you fulfill a lot of the 9 out of the 10 and offer scholarships as well. So the kids camp summer program, I don't want to be on a band, sitting up on a soapbox, pushing that. But it's something that we do now, and we have the resources to just identify them as California Outdoor Bill of Rights for Children, activities to get outside, and we have...
They're able to dress up in their own costumes and have them get them talk to them.
Well, I think as a commission, what we need to start with first is I think we need to start with our own programs in-house first and identify the ones that maybe meet the criteria and then reach out for the ones that we may not have or may not be able to. I think if we identified the ones that we do have and we were able to stick the California Outdoor Bill of Rights logo next to it for any of the sign-up sheets or any of the, enrollment forms, that to begin with, that would be a good start because I know, like, play on a team, soccer, t-ball, futsal, there's a ton of opportunities for play on a team and hike a trail.
But I think in addition to that, Joe, your idea of explaining, Norma, what else is available,
yeah,
and advertising that on the website, that would be huge just to connect, mm-hmm, so people can connect to other activities that they might be interested in, such as the hikes, and all the other resources that we have, not just our resources, but the other resources.
Together or help promote Outdoor Bill of Rights. What you guys are talking about is basically taking the list of these outdoor activities, identifying sources of it, and then, fees and maybe contact information, and maybe we turn it into a PDF and put it up on the website and share it with potentially other organizations. So if the museum ends up offering something, we give them the logo, we give them copies of the materials, and they sort of become an extended branch or a participant in this promotion of Outdoor Bill of Rights. So if we end up going down the path of wanting to put together something more comprehensive, I'd be happy to volunteer because I like to do that stuff.
And even something, links to each other's websites. I know as a mom, when you're searching, it's hard to pinpoint exactly the information you need. But if we all work together to connect all the resources by linking the sites to each other. Does the Natural History Museum have its own website?
Pardon me?
Does the museum have its own website? Yeah. Yeah.
They have a list of their activities for the month.
Right, okay.
Activities that are listed there every month, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know that we used to have the touch tanks up there, and it was free, and the students used to have to dig. Any of you ever found this microphone?
Okay, when we had the touch tanks, and there's a lot of resources. That's through PG&E. I mean, there's things you could do. You could do the same thing at the center, and they would bring it in.
Most certainly, and additional programs are going to take additional resources, and I want to make sure that we go out and we say, there's probably a list of 100 programs that we could start up that are exciting and new and very feasible, but they're going to take additional resources, money, and also staff time, and even organizing volunteers into programs takes time away from what we're doing now. So I was trying to initiate some small steps, some things that we could do as far as the information dissemination, identifying what's out there, what we're doing now, what's available to the locals, and saying, hey, things are out here right now. This is the nexus. We are linking you up with the California Bill of Rights. You've heard about it. You've seen it in the paper. It got you excited. Now come on back and get into the programs and, check some things off your list. So to add more programs, I think we could build on it. I don't think we should start off with a lot of new programs, but I think we could get there eventually. And I don't mean like 10 years down the line. I mean
whether we probably could invest our time again more in promotion and organizing. I mean, one of the things we talked about in the last meeting that I would like be fun for us to discuss is is there a simple way for kids to be able to track their accomplishments, if you will, I mean, that they participated in this and that. We talked a little bit either when we were up at Hearst Castle or potentially in our last meeting about, do we potentially go and, again, talk to Del Mar School? Obviously, we're talking about children before high school, so it's logical that we could go to junior high and the elementary schools locally and get some, just have a dialogue with the school. I know, again, they're burdened with a lot of other responsibilities and so forth, but, maybe there's some simple ways to allow a child to track their track their progress against these activities and basically allow the kids to measure and potentially us measure. I mean, again, we can do a lot of this great promotion, but it's nice to know quantitatively that we actually are making, that it's making a difference, that kids are excited about it and they're participating in it. So are there any, do we have any ideas around how we could engage the kids and actually track, or are we interested in that? Maybe we're not, but I'd like to bring that up for discussion.
After we discussed that, I did go out to Del Mar and I did talk to a few people out. I'm there every day. I talked to a few people out there and brought up the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. Discovering Nature would be looking at the different kinds of leaves out there in fourth grade when they have the tree science program that we have. So we talked about doing some of those things. The problem there, again, is the school does not have the resources to necessarily track and make sure that from kindergarten through sixth grade that each kid gets through all of these or gets a certificate for each one or gets a, they have so much to do with No Child Left Behind and the STAR testing and all the other things that they do that to bring something else directly into the classroom to try and get a program going or a new program, they're top heavy already. So whatever we do would be mostly, I think, information dissemination so that parents could track it.
What if we tried something through Kids Club? I mean, that's a very popular program, and, regionally we have, but there's other city kids from other nearby cities that participate. I mean, is there an option where we could explore working with the Kids Club staff? And, it is about a lot of fun activities. That's sort of the purpose of the Kids Camp. And maybe we could work with the Kids Camp staff to develop, again, not a pilot, but just a...
That's a good point. I see where you're going. Commissioner Hale, I understand that to quantify and to get, you know, to get something on paper saying, yes, there's been progress, and you can show progress, because a lot of times we work in the intangible. You're out there in recreation, and you're having a great time, but no one's, you know, rating how much fun you actually had. You know. So, but I think that we should go through what we'd like to do, which is identify all the programs that we have. And I think that it looks like through the conversation there's a consensus of saying that's a good idea. We should do that. And as far as developing an additional PDF file or a flyer, if you will, that accentuates the Outdoor Bill of Rights and the things that, hey, there's a, you know, follow a trail and here's the trail opportunities that we have. It's something like that wouldn't be too time-consuming on staff's part. And I try to limit staff's time on an outside projects. To implement a small questionnaire, and have you done this? And if you haven't, do you know where you could get the resources? If you haven't caught a fish, do you know where you can go catch a fish? Or resources, you know. It sounded kind of weird. Yeah, out in the ocean, buddy, out in the lakes. But you know, there's Kids at Sea is a new program, and that's a program. Trailheads, and here's some resources, or here's some links to websites where you can log into the Natural History Museum. So nothing too labor intense, but enough information to get people rolling. At Kids Club, just to follow up with your question. A small questionnaire like that at the beginning of the summer, and then pass it out again at the end of the week or the end of the summer to see how kids, what they did for that summer, would be a start, I think.
And yeah, I think it could be something where that's, again, that, you know, each kid, I can't remember how many kids go participate. I know it's quite a few.
You know, through the summer, it's close to like 2,000 plus.
Wow, that's a big number. I was going to say you could, mm-hmm. you know,
that's
you could
huge.
Have a... Each kid, when they start the program, you know, but that's a big number. So,
yes.
So Joe, could we, if we made a list of programs that already meet the criteria, and how do I want to say this? No. If we made a list of the 10, what do we want to say?
Bill of Rights.
The 10 rights on mm-hmm. the bill, and under each right, we listed the programs that we offer that meet that right. And then if we don't have a program that meets that right, for example, the Camp Under a Stars karate sign up, or what, futsal or basketball or softball sign up sheet for kids targeting that U12 group, could it be as simple as that, and then they themselves could look at that, okay, you know, and it could be a check-off. Each one could have a little bullet out in front, and then, you know, they could just check it off, and it would be, you know, they could meet them on their own.
I like the idea. I think attaching it to everything we send out might be a little bit...
cumbersome?
Yeah, it might be tough for us to finance that.
Adding the extra sheet of paper.
The paper, the photocopier, the time, it all kinds of, that's where we're at budgetarily.
Okay.
we add it up.
Okay,
each
so
sheet.
If we develop
but I think
the page,
the concept
maybe
is
we
good.
Could put it for online registration.
Without a doubt,
something.
We should definitely include, we should develop the sheet, make
so
it available,
so people,
but not just attach it to everything, but make it available.
It's a choice. I don't think you're going to want to impose to every time. You have to fill out this
sheet. No, not
no,
a fill out, but an
if it's available,
hey,
sorry, I'm just being
it. You can like put it on our Tides website. And just have
yeah,
it
on the Tides website.
So if parents who are interested or kids who have an interest, then yeah.
they can print it out, fill it out,
have the kids
and sign off on it.
Try and see if they can meet the 10.
Yeah,
rights.
They could meet it by joining Boy Scouts. They could meet
it digestible for the person
right.
that had it. Very simple and
a hit list
and hope locally and something that's very doable for them. You know?
It's more to inspire than anything else, right?
One thing you have to do is get the kids into this.
I really don't need it. One thing that you have to do. One thing that you should do is figure out some way to get the kids' attention, to get them into our programs, and that is to hold maybe something at the rec center. You know, that would you could offer to the kids so they could come and see what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. You could have kind of a kids' fair at the, you know what I mean? You know, and have it for kids. You get the wildlife people here, you get Zoo to You people here, and that would attract the kids. Then when you're there, you start passing out our brochures. You might think about it. That's free.
having, have you, that's a great idea of doing once a year, maybe in the fall, when, you know, new families are arriving in town, they're signing up their kids to school, they're having once a year, one day open house on at one of the fields, maybe the one just by the recs department, mm-hmm. the field over there, and have one coach representing each sport.
Kids go to open house.
But you know what? I'm thinking it's more about new families who just have no idea what's going on, you know, who don't know about the schools, whose kids maybe aren't yet in school. How do you get to those people? I don't know.
Well, we haven't. We just didn't start. I mean, we've been. We're out there. When folks come into town, they're looking for a recreation department. We're out there. We're accessible, and I like the idea of possibly we generate our literature and then we go to the open house. Maybe we have a little bit of information dissemination there, as opposed to creating a brand new program. Though I like the program idea. And I like the idea of hitting it in fall. I also like the idea of shooting for April. Right now, this is the month of the child. And what a better chance to promote outdoor activities for children for the month of the child. Right now, we're initiating all this. But I think if we get in tune and on schedule and the next April comes around, we're ready. Mm-hmm. And we're declaring month of the child and we're having outdoor Bill of Rights programs. And we have a little bit more momentum. And we'll see what we come up with the summer, with just the information. And we get out there and we identify the programs and we identify the locations and the other resources that people need.
So perhaps we should look at just making a tag to go on to each, instead of making the hit list, making a tag for each enrollment form for soccer or whatever, that has the California Outdoor Bill of Rights symbol on it, and that just says under it meets criteria or meets.
Yeah, we can put a number on it. We put number
meets
six,
number five, six, or something sure. Like that. Okay, what does everybody think of that? First of all, is that an idea that everybody thinks would be helpful, or is that
sure?
Yeah, that would give us an idea of what we already offer.
Okay, and then our other idea is to update the website. So that it shows there's a link to the California Outdoor Bill of Rights to show all 10 rights. Mm-hmm. And then maybe three programs under each one or two programs, whatever our programs are that meet the criteria. And then the ones where we don't have any programs, perhaps we could put a spot that, as Commissioner Hale suggested, that would meet from an outside source. Like the Museum of Natural History or what do you think?
California campgrounds.
Yeah. The campgrounds.
I mean, it could be something like suggestions.
To put a link to
Cuesta
or Sinsheimer.
Cayucas.
I mean, it's not going to take away. If someone wants to go swimming in a pool, then at least we're giving them those resources and other information.
Yeah, we can put learn to swim under junior lifeguard program
that
and then
too, but
disseminate out. But is that something that's doable for staff? Because I understand, I mean, I think we all understand in this economy and in this, I mean, we've lost staff over the last couple of years. And
you've lost a lot of programs over the last
couple of years. We've lost programs, and, you know, adding a program right now might be more detrimental to getting this out than doing just the simple things that we can do. How does everybody feel about that? Anyone?
Well, right now we're talking about just editing the website at this point, just adding...
Editing the website.
I think so. I was going to wait for Commissioner Vaughn.
Sorry.
I think she might have something to add. No? Okay. Well, then I think I understand it. If you're ready for me to kind of surmise and kind of understand the direction I'm getting, is that we would go through our existing Tides magazine that's on the web, and identify all activities that are that meet the criteria. Everyone has our banner across the bottom. That's the city, our department banner. We would add the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights logo to that flyer and that activity and identifying which one it meets. We would also go on and make available through our website a link to the California Outdoor Bill of Rights website that, as you remember in your very first packet, when we discussed this prior to the resolution, I kind of showered you with about 5 or 6 sheets of paper that were all about the California Outdoor Bill of Rights. Excuse me. And so that's the resource that we could make available mm-hmm. through a link. So I think with those three, and then hopefully, I mean, not even, we would start with those three, and hopefully, eventually get into an individual flyer that would have the 10, just the reverse. Instead of having the program identified by the 10, the 10 identifying the program. So it's kind of a mirrored image, but it would identify things that you don't have. So if you had the 10 listed on a sheet of paper, and underneath each one had the activity or the program that fulfilled that activity, then we would...
So that you would add to that PDF file or to any of those informations that scholarships would be available for those programs. I think that that's important for people.
Certainly.
On the on your fourth item, I mean, I think one... it would be helpful if we could develop a one-pager. And like I said, I would be happy to volunteer my design to, if I could get help with actually what those resource, again, you know, other programs mm-hmm. we might suggest that on our own. Mm-hmm. And if that data can be compiled at a basic level, I would be happy to go and put together basically a one-page. I mean, I can see what it will look like, right? It's going to be some kind of simple sort of... you know, columned, mm-hmm. this is, you know, column one row list, for sure. every item, and here's the suggestions, and here's the links, and so forth. And I think I like Judy's idea that potentially we could have that as, again, like a PDF on the website, download the one-pager version, if you will, and see all the resources, right? And the kid, you know, the kid or the family could do that. And I do like the idea of having maybe an online certificate that if a parent wanted to or a kid wanted to could print it out and, you know, and sort of, again, some summertime fun. They put it up on their refrigerator and say, Mom, look what I did this month. And, again, we wouldn't have to be responsible for printing that. It would basically be just designing mm-hmm. a simple certificate, which I would, again,
volunteering to do these things. I suggest you jump and take it up because it'll be wonderful when she's done.
I think it's a great idea to get that out there and to have that parent-child interaction, if they can download and put it on mm-hmm. the fridge. That's what this one-pager was all about, put it on the fridge. But I think that little more interaction, checking them off, accomplishments, a certificate of accomplishment is right online.
I think you could do it all in one, too. Mm-hmm. It could be one thing, you know, and maybe there's a line where the kid puts in what they did.
You can fill in the activity and the right that you've accomplished.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, we didn't cover this up at Hearst Castle, but I am positive that since this has been rolled out by Governor Schwarzenegger, who's super into fitness, that he must somewhere have thought of the idea of a certificate. It probably exists. And... you know, we could probably get our hands on.
Yeah, their website has a tremendous amount of resources on their website regarding
this
topic.
I'm sure he has something out there.
Leverage the logos or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Any materials
they
have, we'll just steal it off.
It's definitely available. Yeah. And we'll get you involved.
Okay, so let us surmise as a commission, because definitely we need to come up with our core recommendations, and we're going to need a motion for those. So what's as a commission, and then we'll get one of you to make a motion. Go ahead.
Yeah, because if you have them so that they're listed, you could say them so that Barbara could write them down, and then we could just make a motion to carry those, what you're saying. Can we do it that way? Instead of one of us trying to write it down and repeating it? Can we do that?
Are you trying to bring all four of those topics back up?
Yeah. They're pretty much we're repeating what Joe said.
But if someone wants to take those and say, yeah, we've got these are the four that we're making, and you don't have to be exactly what we talked about, but I've got a good idea about your direction. So if you wanted to say touch base on all four of those as a motion, and then I'll have enough direction to
and
fulfill
and adding
that.
Maybe the fifth Commissioner Hale's suggestion to add a voluntary or a downloadable
to grab onto Commissioner Hale's coattails and
right.
The certificate idea.
The certificate idea. To add on the certificate idea.
A certificate and a bullet sheet that parents could interact with that would be very easy to.
We'd like the idea of committing Commissioner Hale to that project.
We do like the idea of committing her to that.
Five of adding
this is
Commissioner Hale to help with the PDF files and information.
Okay.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None? Okay. Thank you. That moves us on.
One more time?
Pardon?
No.
Okay. Pardon?
I wanted to make sure that you didn't want me to go through them one more time. That we pretty much had them all. Okay.
I think we're good.
I think we got it. Christy's on the hook. I think we're good. Okay. So with that, we'll move on to B2, the Recreation Parks Department status report.
Chair Sullivan Commission, B2 is brought to you each month. It's a status report. Some items get more attention than others. It's just the way it is for that month. I will go through certain ones. If you want me to talk more about anything in particular, just let me know. The hours for Rockies in the Teen Center are Tuesday through Thursday, 3 to 7, and Saturdays from 1 to 10. We are still continuing to provide service for the high schoolers on Monday morning. The skate park is open now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. These are the spring hours. Elements, I will bring this not on your report, elements of the park are slowly showing age, and we are looking into warrant issue, which covers April, May, and June. And just to follow up with the California Bill of Rights, we'll be targeting is the summer tides and not to try to backtrack onto the existing tides. Mm-hmm. The connector, we have not heard back from the county regarding any further developments with the connector. The foundation, as we mentioned earlier in this meeting, they're having their fifth annual Jurd Art Show and Silent Auction. And again, that's Thursday, April the 17th as a chamber mixer. Friday is the art show, and I believe it's an artist reception. Mm-hmm. And Saturday is the reception? The reception's on Saturday. So there's a free admission, and it's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are continuing to have input regarding the department website, actually the citywide website. The department website is something that we're working on. The citywide website is one that the city's taken on, and Heather Salyer-Frith is part of that subcommittee that's putting input on a citywide website that's a little more unifying with my position as acting director. Hopefully the city manager will be appointed by the end of April, and then we'll have some clear direction regarding the Recreation and Parks Department. We're still slated to remove trees at City Park later in the summer. The play areas, you'll know the resurfacing and the repair work in the play areas is complete. There are only a few minor things that need to be completed with that project. A couple of cracks in the concrete and rubber material at Tylands and at Del Mar, and the contractor's coming back to take care of that. And the last is the roundabout. We are, Luzette is working with the roundabout folks, the landscape architect. They had had a meeting yesterday. He brought in the proposed landscaping on the islands that are surrounding the roundabout, as well as the centerpiece. So there's some of it is, it looks like it's a cobblestone or a stamped concrete along the tips, and then deeper into the wells, if you will, the islands are vegetation and various plants that he has. And so the guys that they're working with seem to be it's exciting, and like I said, we've got staff working with them directly. I would open it up for discussions at this time.
Hey, I have a question. What are they going to do with that monolithic rock, you know, that one that has the water come down it?
That rock statue, water Pardon?
Waterfall.
Sculpture, thank you. Is to remain where it's at.
Yeah.
They'll be working around it. As you can see that they've carved a little bit on the side, but that sculpture will stay in place.
Are they going to leave it in the middle of the roundabout?
It's not in the middle. The middle of the roundabout has a different type of vegetation that'll be planted.
High.
Yeah, they've got some other. It's not a really huge centerpiece. I want to say some type of a palm tree, but my memory is sketchy right now. What I was looking, I didn't study it too much this morning. We just got it in, so it's some type of vegetation that'll be in the center. But it will be somewhat limiting in your vision because they don't want you to see across.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
They want you to drive and look forward.
Joe, would those plans be available for the public to view? Cindy, those plans will be available at public services, not at recreation parks, although we will be maintaining it once it's done.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's nice that we have some input at the beginning, at the development stages. So public service has been great in bringing us in, and it's been a terrific project for us so far. So if there's no other questions, I'd make a recommendation that you accept this report for file.
I have one question before we move on with that. I was just wondering, has anybody rented the Rockies, the teen center?
Yes, we had a one rental. I think it was, I want to say last month. It might have been the month prior to that. I believe it was a $300 rental, and they had a small birthday party. I think it was larger than they could have at their house. But big enough to go to the teen center, and it was a very big success.
That's good. And I was hoping that it would kind of catch.
Yeah, I'm hoping it does catch on. The participation you'll see has dropped a little bit in the last year or so. But hopefully staff, and I'm telling staff, they're bringing in new programs down there, and the rental thing, I hope, will catch on. So if there's no other questions, I'd...
I entertain them. Are there any other questions for Joe? Okay.
Motion to accept.
Motion for file. Okay. We will move on. D reports. D1 Youth Services Summary for February.
Chair Solo and Commission, D1 is brought to you in combination of D1, D2, and D3. And I'll go through all three. If you have any questions, I would open them up at that time. D1 is the Youth Services Division Participation Report for February 2008. As we go down the list, you can see some of the programs have increased in participation, some have decreased. Charity Bridge is holding its own right around 2,500 participants per month, which is a significant amount of people playing bridge. Central Coast Kids for Motion, as well as the yoga class, have been discontinued. Down towards the end, you'll see a large increase in kids' drop-in care. And that's just meeting the needs of the people out there. And if they need more drop-in care, we've made that available. And if you look up to, what was I going to bring up to? Kids Camp. You asked me how many participants in Kids Camp. You look at the numbers there, it's about 2,000 participants for the camp. And I believe the camp is 10 weeks. It might be 8. But I was basically on 10, so I'm thinking about 200 kids a week. So it's a pretty significant amount of kids. Mm-hmm. Sport is D2, recreational sports. As you can see, we've got ACEs and PACES class, and those classes are holding pretty good numbers. What I don't have, and I'm hoping that Commissioner Vaughn might have numbers for the Emeritus program.
I do.
Okay, wonderful. And then I will go on and to look at our youth soccer program. The youth soccer, the numbers are down just slightly, about 500 participants from the year-to-date at 4,708. Softball numbers are up, 505 year-to-date, previous was 324. I'll move into D3, which is the facilities and parks participation report. Actually, it's an activity summary report. And the hours of use for the community center are at 8,590, previous year a little over 9,000, so it's a small drop in those numbers. The numbers for the vets hall and the library continue to be about the same from year in and year out. There's a significant decrease in Lila Kaiser. I'm not too sure exactly where that's going to date, and previous was 14,710. You consider Lila Kaiser usage in there, the numbers equal out. Some of the major events that happened throughout the month: Fundraiser Follies. We had the Commercial Fisherman's Barbecue, the Cerro Bay Surf Club. It was Big Bad and the Ugly. They had the contest at the Rock. They also had a barbecue here. We had Quilt Fever, which is Midnight Madness. And we had the Crab's Feed, and we also had a memorial service. That concludes my reports of D1, 2, and 3. I'd open it up for questions at this time.
Any questions for Joe? I have more of a comment, Joe, than a question. When we go back to the Youth Services Division participation report, when you say that we had 2,092 kids at kids camp, I just want to clarify that for people. That's actual visits of kids. That's not 2,092 kids in this city. That's actual visits of the 200 or so kids that are enrolled. Is that correct?
Every time they participate.
Right. Okay.
Same kid participates more than once.
Right.
Certainly.
I just want to clarify that for everybody out there, because I don't want people to think we have 2,000.
You for file?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
Okay.
Moving on then to D4, our senior representative report.
On the pool room lights, we found a shade that matches the other two, so I don't think we have to buy a whole new bar. I don't think the seniors are going to go for paying almost $300 for two bars and the sets of lights. I don't think they'll go out, because the pool room is a joint use between the city rec, comes under city recreation, and senior recreation, if you want to put it that way. And there aren't any senior members that use the pool room. They're mostly recreation users. So anyway, that's what, if you want to talk about it later, we can discuss it later.
Sure, we can talk. I'm probably more comfortable with this particular item at the senior board meeting. If we want to discuss it there, and then maybe come up with the conclusions from that conversation and report them here.
Board can approve it, but the general membership have to approve it, because it's going to be over $200.
Okay.
Okay? So, and maybe, I don't think they will.
So maybe we can agendize that for the senior board.
Yeah, okay. That's just my thought. Then the other thing was on the 27th of April, SWAP is having a SWAP is Small Wilderness Preserve, and they're having a meeting. Everybody's going to be at the. Oh, this is terrible. They're going to be at the Mission, and they're going to have a booth, and there's going to be several other environmentalists, because this is I think it's Earth Day. It's going to be our Earth Day celebration. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of you wouldn't be interested in it, but one thing that they're having that I wish they'd have put more in the newsletter for me was that the Cal Poly is going to be there to entertain kids, the Cal Poly students. So I'm going to be there working the booth, but I would like to have somebody go see what the Cal Poly students are going to do with those kids. I thought it'd be kind of interesting, it being this recreational for kids classes. The biggest two are the art classes. There's 39 in one and 40-some in another one, and the life drawing one is 35, and then there's 30-some in the music appreciation class. This is costing us, the price to run this is $5 a student. It's what's costing us. And the students start at age 50 or whatever. They're open to everybody.
Thank you, Norma. So
Let's see, we need a motion to accept the senior representative report for file. Don't we? We do. We need a motion.
Motion to accept D4 for file.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. I have, are there any other commissioner reports? Okay, I do have one from the Morro Bay Community Foundation. I'm going to give you a little summary of my March 20th meeting with the, and we're all ladies over there, so with the ladies. Raised the money at the art show and the spaghetti fundraiser. And the spaghetti dinner, they were saying, they hadn't totally tallied it, but now we have the figures. It's right in the $3,200 range. So the art show is April 17th, 18th, and 19th. And they reviewed the Dixon Spaghetti fundraiser, and they felt that there were some traffic flow issues that they're going to address for next year. And we scheduled the next meeting for the end of April, April 24th, and assigned jobs to all of the volunteers. And so that's your overview for the Morro Bay Community Foundation. Do we need a motion to accept that for file? No. Okay, there you go. That's your overview. With that, that ends commissioner reports. We can move on to e-public hearings. There are none. Declaration of future agenda items, anyone?
Yes. I'd like to see if we can entertain the idea of officially putting in place an open house or maybe a fair type day, as we discussed briefly earlier. So either maybe in the fall or during. So it would be help put this in place. I really think it's a wonderful idea, and just to market our services, I guess, to help get the word out there.
I think the open house would be fabulous. It would be great to involve the seniors and show what they can do with their emeritus classes and
all
also
classes,
our adult
right?
Programs,
not just
everything.
For the kids, yeah. All classes, definitely, yeah.
Okay. Any other suggestions for a declaration of future agenda items? No? Okay. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.